following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
There's something special about an AFC West game with the season winding down in December. We've seen it in the past. You could throw records out the window. These teams do everything in their power to ensure their rivals miss the playoffs. We had another example in 2015. With the Chiefs riding a six-game winning streak, the Chargers had three wins to their name. That didn't matter. Just as the Chiefs had done to the Chargers in 2014, San Diego wanted to ensure Kansas City was left out of the playoffs.
On first down, the Chiefs will throw. They throw left side, caught by Macklin. Slams into the DB, but he's up to the 17 and gains 9 yards on first down.
Smith back to the air, out route to Macklin, right back to him. Two plays, two catches for Macklin.
They fake it, and they're going to throw a slant, caught! And Macklin's got it on his left hip with a diving catch at his own 41 and a 13-yard gain.
Once again, it's Jeremy Macklin, a gain of 13. Second and 12, Smith. And that's another catch from Macklin, his fourth of this drive.
The torrid pace of the Chiefs' opening drive left many feeling that Kansas City was on its way to a routine seventh straight win over their divisional counterparts. But with the rain coming down, the young but talented Chargers defense quickly showed this would be no stroll in the park.
Third down and three. They pitch it to West, and he is stopped. What a play by Denzel Perryman. 15 tackles last week and a big clutch tackle on third down here today.
Denzel Perryman's crushing tackle for loss stopped the Kansas City drive in his tracks. And for the rest of the first half, the Chiefs offense would struggle to regain its momentum. After averaging just more than 6 penalties per game through the first 12 games of the season, the Chiefs racked up 6 in the first half alone against the Chargers. Turnovers were a problem as well. Frankie Hammond's late first quarter fumble nearly allowed the Chargers to take an early lead. But San Diego's 42-yard field goal attempt sailed wide left. And on the ensuing drive, Alex Smith snapped his franchise record streak for most passing attempts without an interception when Chargers corner Jason Verrett snatched a deep ball out of the air, halting another promising drive. With just over 7 minutes to go, and with the ball inside their own 5, it was time to go back to basics.
Been a struggle here at Arrowhead on the Salute to Service Day. Here at Arrowhead Stadium, 7:16 remaining in the second quarter. There is no score. Chiefs have first and 10 at their own 4, and they give it off to Spencer Ware. And Ware gains just 1 yard, maybe 2 to the 6.
Back with Ware, and he gets to the 10-yard line. It'll be third down and short.
Chiefs have Charkandrick West now. In a halfback on the right hash. Kelsey flexed right. They hand it off to Charkandrick West. On second effort, he's got a first down, bursting behind right guard Larry Duvernay-Tardif from the center, Mitch Morse, for a first down to the 17, a gain of 6.
Spencer Ware back in, and Ware still going, moving those legs for a first down. Dragged down by Jaleel Adai, but Ware picks up 20.
West, halfback to the right. Four-man defensive front. They spread it out. West trying to run left, 40-yard line. Drags a charger. Charkandrick West up to the 44-yard line, a gain of 9.
Starting from their own 4-yard line, the Chiefs turn to the ground, running on 8 consecutive plays to get just past midfield. Their first pass of the drive proved to be the ultimate difference maker.
All 3 timeouts for Kansas City. Pressure coming, Smith gets rid of it. Wilson, Wilson's gone! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Jam the lattice, scrimmage Chargers! You'll pay Albert Wilson on a 44-yard slant!
After 8 consecutive runs propelled the Chiefs' offense to midfield, they would have needed a good reason not to run once more on second down from the 44-yard line, and the Chargers gave them all the incentive they would need. As Alex Smith lined up under center with 15 seconds left on the play clock, the Chargers showed blitz, lining the box with 10 defenders and leaving corner Steve Williams on an island against Chiefs wide receiver Albert Wilson. As the play clock wound down, Smith audibled, sending Albert Wilson on a slant right through the middle of the vacant Chargers secondary.
He was completely responsible for that first touchdown. So he made the check versus zero blitz, and they were coming after us with everybody. And he got us out of a situation and put us in a better situation.
First and 10 Chargers from their own 20. Chiefs by a touchdown. Shotgun snap back to Rivers in the two-minute offense with time. Dumps it over the middle. And he's got his favorite target.
Despite Kansas City's breakthrough drive, there was no one relaxing on the Chiefs' sideline as Philip Rivers walked out onto the field with a minute 53 to go in the half. The Chiefs' defense had battled all half to keep the Chargers' offense in check. But they would need to be at their best to keep Rivers from performing the two-minute drill heroics for which he is so well known.
Rivers from the Kansas City 45. Derek Johnson breathing fire right over the left shoulder of that center, but he drops back. Holly coming inside. Now they float a pass that's broken up. It's intercepted. Intercepted on the near side. Derek Johnson has got his interception. Now said he was breathing fire. And the Chiefs have a chance to score now. Back-to-back possessions.
And through the rain, Santos boots it through. Kansas City with 10 points in the final 1 minute and 53 seconds of this first half.
So it was 10-0 Chiefs at the break, but kind of interesting because after 6 weeks of performing well offensively, kind of a slow start, kind of an ugly first half for this team.
It was, and you look at what the Chiefs were able to do the six games before this. They averaged 32 points per game offensively, but you're right. The first 28 minutes of this game for the Chiefs offense was pretty ugly. Alex Smith's touchdown to Albert Wilson, we just saw that. It's the only touchdown scored in the game, but it was the play two plays before that that really changed everything, in my opinion, and that was a 3rd-and-3 scramble from Alex. He picked up 6 yards on the play. After the play, it's what he did that I'll always remember. Got in the face of Charger safety Jahlil Adai, who Alex said after the game he thought Adai was headhunting a little bit with how he went after that tackle. Got in his face and got a little fired up. You don't normally see that from Alex.
Yeah, it means something because he's usually Mr. Cool, Calm, and Collected, but to see him get that fired up, I mean, it had to really like that if you're a Chiefs fan.
You do, and it was one of my favorite moments of the season, not just because of what it meant in this game, and obviously it was huge. It set up the only touchdown scored, but you even look at the numbers, you can tell that it made a difference. The Chiefs had 6 plays that went for 18 yards or more offensively in this game. 3 of those plays came in the 5 following that run from Alex Smith, including the 10 points that ended up being the difference in this game for the Chiefs. No doubt that play was huge in this game.
Mitch Holtz is back at Arrowhead Stadium. 10-0 Kansas City. In fact, the Chiefs had 10 points in 1:53 to end the half. Now they get the ball to start the third quarter.
Read option gives it to West around the outside. And so Kendrick West out of bounds.
Alex Smith gives it off to, no, it's going to be the zone read again. Alex Smith left 35 and sliding into the cooler on the San Diego sideline is Alex Smith.
The Chiefs offense came out firing in the third quarter, quickly covering 50 total yards in just 4 plays.
And here goes West down the sideline out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
And threatening to jump out to a daunting 3-score lead. But over and over again throughout the second half, the Chiefs struggled to put the game out of the Chargers' reach.
3rd-and-10 at the Charger 28. Chargers inside twist blitz. They pick it up. Slant! Incomplete! Kelce on a quick slant. Could not hang on to the ball. Well defended by Patrick Robinson.
Instead, it's Santos out for a 46-yard field goal, and that one is no good. Snap looked a little low, and Santos misfires.
Hey, come on. Huh? Come on. Come on. Get on it.
Smith to West has some room. West makes a nice move. West down the sideline has blockers. West, the distance, but what is the penalty?
I think they're going to call a pick on the Chiefs.
Pass interference, number 87, the offense. Yeah. 10-yard penalty, still first down.
Offensive pass interference will wipe out a 64-yard touchdown by Charkandrick West.
Smith in trouble. And he's going to go down. Alex Smith is sacked.
Despite dominating the game in nearly every statistical category, the Chiefs' lead only shrank during the third quarter as several big opportunities slipped through their hands. As the two teams switched sides to start the fourth quarter, it was clear to all that the Chiefs are going to have to fight for their 7th straight win.
Felt like we moved the ball there at times, you know, getting into kind of the high red and for whatever reason kind of missed chances or penalties, backed ourselves out of there. Couldn't get it done, obviously. I mean, I think that's kind of the looking at it right now is the missed opportunities on offense to kind of really change that game.
Big play here, Len. 3rd-and-20. Chargers at their own 15-yard line. 10-3 Kansas City, 92 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
What felt at times like a straightforward Kansas City victory over a weakened division rival in the first half slowly devolved into a chaotic fight for survival in the third quarter. With the rain coming down and just over a quarter left to play, it was anyone's game.
They just barely get the playoff.
D Ford came around the blocker on the left side of the Charger offensive line.
What happens when the Chargers let that clock get down to zero? Those defensive players are looking at the clock too. They see when the ball has to be snapped.
The Chiefs offense struggled to take advantage of D Ford's big play.
And getting cut down, Charcandrick West. Nothing doing. Loss of three on the play.
Ingram coming. Ingram has got there. A sack of Alex Smith.
And as the fourth quarter wore on, the Chargers' offense seemed to grow in confidence on every drive.
Rivers fires, caught by Green for a first down.
Sets his feet, he's throwing long, he's got Malcolm Floyd wide open, he drops the ball! Malcolm Floyd was wide open at the 15 of Kansas City, and Floyd drops the ball, again playing with a torn labrum.
You're going to have these kind of games, especially against the AFC West rivals. And then you got to find ways to win.
It is loud for 3rd and 10. 10:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Pressure coming. Rivers is sacked.
No chance for Rivers. Down he goes. And the river runs dry. D Ford came from the backside. Nobody touched him. And Ford's got his second sack of this game and his second sack of the season.
Do you feel like personal momentum in this game kind of coming your way? Because it seemed like it started to steamroll for you.
Yeah, of course. You have to go off of that feel. You start to get a feel of the game, and I've spoken that a lot. You know, once you get experience and you get your first sack, then there comes the second, then there comes the third.
Hands out, four-man rush. He's in trouble. Now he's trying to escape and cannot. As D Ford gets him from the ankle from behind. Third sack for D Ford. Fifth sack for Kansas City in the clock at 2:27 and counting to go in the game.
It reminds me a lot of Derek Thomas and the way he used to come off the edge for Kansas City. You get that snap count problem with your left tackle, and he's got to turn around and sprint backwards just to get a piece of it.
Even as D Ford asserted himself on the hapless San Diego offensive line throughout the fourth quarter, the target of all his aggression was seemingly unfazed. Phillip Rivers has made a career out of thriving in late-game situations. And with less than 2 minutes to go in the game, a Chargers drive that started at their own 11 had reached midfield.
Rivers pump fakes, now throws, caught by Antonio Gates. And Gates is 3 yards short of a first down, so it's 4th and 3.
This is it. Chiefs lead 10-3. 1:17 to go in the game. Rivers raises the right leg. 4th down and 3 to throw Rivers. He throws a slant that is caught for a first down.
That's a great tough catch in traffic. Well defended, too.
Phillip Rivers, he's tough, man. He has a lot of grit. He was able to really sit in the pocket and deliver some quick throws. And that's hard to do because he was taking some licks, too.
Rivers taking a deep shot for Floyd, and it's incomplete. And Dontari Poe sent Rivers to the ground on that throw.
And we knew that coming into it. Tomba said Wednesday that this is the hardest game that we'll play. Hardest game.
Ball comes down to this.
They got to convert on 4th down and 10. Rivers over the middle, and it's caught by Gates. Another first down.
A pickup of 16 yards on another 4th down conversion. Eric Berry made the tackle.
Rivers looking for Gates. A lot of contact and no call again.
The incidental contact, no pass interference. It's back to 4th down again for Rivers. Rivers has already converted 2 4th downs on this drive.
They have to convert on 4th and 10. Rivers, and that pass is caught inside the 5. Vincent Brown, who was signed on Tuesday, and now San Diego has to hustle to the line.
Was there anything on those 4th down conversions on that last drive that they had in common, or were they just making some plays on 4th down?
Yeah, I mean, they made plays. We had tight coverage, and they made plays. I mean, it was Phillip Rivers, man. I said it all week. That guy, it doesn't matter. I mean, you go play over the 7-Eleven, man, jump in the parking lot, and he's going to give you the same, you know, the same thing. It's just he plays hard, hard football, and he's going to come after you every time. It's a great challenge for your defense.
5 seconds left. And a half a yard to go, quickly turned into just 2 seconds and 10 yards to go as the Chargers incurred successive 5-yard penalties and a quick slant to Ladarius Green fell incomplete. But with 2 seconds left, the Chargers had one last shot from the 11-yard line.
So now the ball is placed at the 11-yard line. And once again, the final play, barring a defensive penalty.
Ball on the right hash, raises the right knee, takes the snap, looking right with time. With time, now being chased, fires it late for the end zone. It's incomplete! Off the hands of Danny Woodhead! Incomplete! And the Chiefs have a 7th consecutive victory on the last play of the game. D. Ford with defense on Danny Woodhead. 3 sacks for D. Ford, and he defends Woodhead on one of the biggest plays of the season.
D. Ford had made it clear during the fourth quarter that his abilities as a pass rusher are not to be dismissed. But on the last play of the game, the Chiefs' 7th win rested solely on his skills in coverage against one of the most elusive backs in football. Woodhead ran a wheel route on the play, faking to the flat before turning upfield for a pass in the back corner of the end zone. And D. Ford was locked to his hip the whole way.
Coming into the game, we knew they liked to take advantage of Woodhead's skills in red zone, and we wanted to bracket him with good coverage. And that was just communication between me and Derek Johnson.
It was one of those plays where, all right, you know what you're getting. You're going to have to play him to the flat, and you're going to have to play him on the wheel route. Woodhead's a great player. He's a mismatch for linebackers.
That's how everything happens in the red zone quick. And you just have to be able to react, and when you see his hands go out, you know, make a play.
If I told you that's going to be the last matchup on the last play of the game, are you comfortable with that?
I'd ask you for another question.
It doesn't matter if it's 1 point or 20 points, baby.
Oh, yeah.
How about a look?
Go
Steve! That's what we're talking about.
So the Chiefs win the game 10-3, and after a streak so far of offensive wins, this was a true defensive win for this team. You've been waiting for D. Ford to break out since 2014. This was his game, BJ.
Pete, let's be honest. He didn't really have much of a choice. If the Chiefs were going to win this game, somebody defensively had to step up with Justin Houston being out, and this was D. Ford's time. Finished the game with 3 sacks, had the huge pass breakup that we just saw there at the end of the game. All those plays came in the second half. In those moments where he made those plays, his first reaction was to honor and celebrate his teammates that he's learned so much from, and Tom Bali, Justin Houston. You know, when it was his time to shine and make it about himself, he made it about his teammates and the guys that helped put him in a position to make those plays. Pretty cool.
Yeah, Ford, not only with a good game, showing he's a team guy a little bit. As far as something you learned from this team, though, what stuck out to you in this game?
I think the biggest takeaway from this game is that just dominating the Chargers last season. Let's be honest. Phillip Rivers in his career had had a lot of success against Kansas City coming into this season. And in 2 games against the Chiefs, he had 0 touchdown passes. I mean, the Chargers scored just 6 points in the 2 meetings between these 2 teams this past season, tied for the lowest amount in any season these 2 teams have been squaring up dating back to the 60s. I mean, let's call it what it is. The Chiefs absolutely dominated the Chargers this season.
The Chiefs sweep the Chargers for the year, win their 7th game in a row, and continue to roll in 2015.
Trap.